Good Friday. Today is January the 10th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, as we take a look outside in the backyard and garden, one thing we can never overlook is the impacts of the weather, both long-term and short-term. Today, we're going to get a deeper look at that with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey talking about some of the top weather events of 2024 and the impacts of drought. We'll have all that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
As we take a look out in the backyard and garden, weather is always an interesting topic to discuss. Let's catch up with USDA's Rod Bain and Brad Rippey, the meteorologist, to take a look back at the top weather stories of 2024.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says in an eventful year of weather and climatic events, he admits difficulty in paring down to create a list of top 10 weather stories of 2024. Criteria that comes to mind when compiling the list.
Realize that a lot of the billion-dollar disasters tend to be severe weather events with very, very localized damage. So if you get one big hailstorm that hits, for example, Texas or Colorado, that can very quickly rack up $1 billion in damage. But the overall impact on, say, U.S. agriculture is relatively minimal. Those type of events don't tend to make the final cut in the top 10 list. We're looking for more of those broader regional to national scale events that really have a huge impact on not just agriculture, but the broader economy at large.
Rippey's list is in no particular order and starts with four hurricanes that reached the U.S. Gulf Coast.
What Helene will always be remembered for is the flooding in the southern Appalachians, including Asheville, North Carolina, becoming likely the most costly U.S. hurricane in the nation's history. Hurricane Milton, Category 5 hurricane at one time in its existence, one of the top 10 in the all-time realm of Atlantic Basin storms for both wind speeds and lowest pressure. Damage estimate is still being tabulated, but it too could be a $100 billion storm.
Two early season hurricanes joined Helene and Milton on the top 10 weather stories list.
Hurricane Beryl, it struck in early July. It was the earliest Category 5 hurricane on record in the Atlantic Basin. It was a Category 1 hurricane when it moved ashore and eventually moved right across the Houston metropolitan area. Wind speeds of 80 to 90 miles per hour, and eventually spawned a significant tornado outbreak that spread all the way from East Texas into the Great Lakes region. About a month later, we saw Hurricane Debby move ashore in Florida's Big Bend. It too was a Category 1 hurricane, eventually moved offshore, and then came back in as a tropical storm across South Carolina.
Also qualifying among Brad Rippey's top 10 weather stories, wildfires.
The wildfires that tore across the North Texas and Western Oklahoma landscape right at the tail end of meteorological winter. February 26th, we saw the origin of many of the fires that eventually burned well over 1 million acres, the western wildfire season of the summer and autumn. We certainly saw quite a few fires in the Northwest and in California in 2024. Overall, and this does include the acreage from the Southern Plains fires, we saw about 8.5 million acres of vegetation scorched across the country due to wildfires, somewhat below the all-time record, which is just a shade above 10 million acres.
Drought coverage is also considered a top 10 weather story for 2024.
11.8% of the country in drought on June 11th was the lowest coverage in 4 years, but just a little over 4 months later, we had more than half of the country in drought, 54% by late October, and that was the highest drought coverage in about 2 years.
As were two series of tornadic outbreaks.
That late April outbreak resulted in 7 fatalities from 6 individual tornadoes and caused almost $2 billion worth in damages. The outbreak of late May, we saw extremely active weather, 7 deadly tornadoes resulting in 21 fatalities and a price tag of more than $8 billion in damages.
With overarching warmth cross country rounding out the top 10.
Highlighted by the warmest winter on record, and then we finished off with our warmest autumn on record. In between, we had our 7th warmest spring and our 4th warmest summer. You put that all together, January through November, and it turned out to be the warmest first 11 months of the calendar year on record, with an average temperature that was about 3.3 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century mean. So we are on track to come very close to the warmest year on record when the final numbers are crunched in early 2025.
And those comments from USDA's Rod Bain, along with Brad Rippey, USDA meteorologist. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, we all know last year was pretty dry at critical times, and we talked a lot about drought going on in the state of Ohio, even up here in the northwest corner. But taking a look at some of the notable numbers within the final U.S. Drought Monitor of 2024, let's catch up again with USDA's Rod Bain and meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The last U.S. Drought Monitor covering 2024 indicated
some improvement in the overall drought situation during the month of December.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the drought monitor for the period ending December 31st,
drought coverage across the lower 48 states, just a shade over 38% of the country at the end of 2024. That is down from almost 44% at the beginning of December. And that's also down from our autumn peak and also our 2024 peak of just over 54% of the country back on October 29th.
And over 5.5% decrease in overall drought coverage month over month, and 60% decrease since the October peak. Drier conditions in the Southwest were offset by drought reductions and eradications in much of the eastern U.S. Rippey adds 17 states reported extreme and or exceptional drought to end the year.
I did want to take a quick look back at the calendar year 2024 for drought. It was a bit of a roller coaster ride in terms of drought coverage during the year of 2024. We hit a four-year low in drought coverage back in June with under 12% of the country in drought on the 11th of June. And then just 4.5 months later, in late October, we reached our annual high greater than 54% of the lower 48 states in drought on October 29th. So quite a swing from that four-year low to a two-year high in drought coverage from 12 to 54% between mid-June and late October.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.